A Christmas Homecoming by Anne Perry. Narrated by Terence Hardiman. Caroline Fielding saw the huge mansion rising from the steep incline ahead of them as the carriage turned the corner, and felt an almost overwhelming sense of relief. It was the end of a very long journey, and she was aching with tiredness and from the biting cold. First there had been the early morning ride to the station in London. The platforms had been crowded, and it had been difficult to push their way to the train with all the luggage in tow, trying not to bump into people. She'd been glad to find their seats for the journey to York. In York they had disembarked. One piece of luggage had been mislaid, and as time was short, they were desperate to find it. She had been asking the same porter the same questions over and over, until at last it was found, safely stowed in the guard's car on the train to Whitby. Then she and Joshua had almost run along the platform as the carriage doors began to clang shut, the engine belching steam and smuts, and they scrambled on just as the train began to move. Now, in the dark, surrounded by the newly fallen snow, they rode in a two-horse carriage from Whitby up to the cliff edge and this house where they would spend the whole Christmas holiday, if you could call it a holiday. Caroline turned to look at Joshua beside her. Aware of her movement, he touched her gloved hand lightly. "A bit brooding, isn't it?" he said ruefully. "But I expect it'll be warm inside, and we'll be very welcome." The coach lamps did not give enough light to see his face, but she could imagine it, gentle, mercurial, full of humour. She heard the